I thought we'd start the sermon time this morning by playing a word game, which means you have to participate just a little bit. Okay? So are you ready? I'm going to say a phrase, and then you have to fill in the blank. And I'll give you a hint to start off with. They all have an animal theme. Are you ready? Okay. Strong as an
ox.
Very good. See, it wasn't that hard. We can do this. Graceful like a Well, I was going to say swan, but okay. This one's really easy. Ferocious as a
lion.
Okay, so now I'm going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to reverse the word order. You supply the adjective, and I'll supply the animal. All right? Blank as a goat.
Smelly.
That's what I would say. Okay. How about blank as a mule?
Stubborn.
Okay, very good. How about blank as a sheep? You got it on the first try. See, you're not that dumb. It is dumb. Dumb as a sheep. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. We love to hear about Jesus, our gentle, caring shepherd. But if he's our shepherd, then we must be sheep, right? Have you ever thought about what you're admitting about ourselves today? We must be dumb, helpless, and maybe weak. And what usually happens to sheep who are dumb, helpless, and weak? They normally end up dead. Three places in the first 10 verses of John chapter 10, Jesus talks about how life for sheep can be difficult and dangerous. Sheep face physical dangers on a daily basis. There are those who want to lead sheep astray, steal them, even kill and destroy them. Verse 1 says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in another way, that man is a thief and a robber." Thieves and robbers don't use the gate, but they try to reach the sheep by another way. What might you suppose the other way might be? Well, it can run the gamut, as some might say. It might be as benign as live your best life now, or your purpose-driven life, or sermons how if you might just develop that good person inside of you, or have enough faith, everything will just be peachy. That thief steals us away from Christ, what Christ has actually done and is doing for us, instead of us listening to verse 5, which reads, "A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." So we gravitate towards the speaker of deceit and lies, thinking that we can do this. We can do this on our own. Strangers always try to attract us with their alluring voices, and in every case, they want to take the sheep away from the safety and the freedom of the sheep pen and keep them from finding pasture. And then maybe too late, we find out the reality of verse 10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Those same voices may be even telling you that you can get to heaven without using the true door, Jesus Christ. All over the Bible, it is plain that there is only one way to Jesus Christ, one way to heaven. Right here in John chapter 10, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." A couple of chapters later in John 14, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." But the devil, the world, our sinful nature is doing their best to try to keep us from the sheep pen, to draw us away from Jesus Christ. It's nothing new. It's been going on since the fall in the garden. Did Jesus really say 4 words that plants doubt in our minds about God's word to us, which the world, science, humanism, higher education, government, and others takes advantage of to try to take us away from the security of God's sheep pen, the church, and away from the green pastures of his means of grace? The psalm assigned for today, Good Shepherd Sunday, is the 23rd psalm. We all probably know the opening verse, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." The work of the shepherd is to care and protect his sheep. Verse 2 and verse 3 of our gospel reading tells us that, unlike the thief and the robber, the shepherd enters the fold by the door. The gatekeeper recognizes him. He is the shepherd of the flock. He brings the sheep out, calling them by name, leading them to good pasture. It's interesting to note here that most TV shows that you watch, sheep are driven from behind, chased by dogs and people walking or riding on four-wheelers. The Good Shepherd leads his sheep, going before them. Ultimately, what makes him the Good Shepherd is that he went before us, even into death, to lay down his life for the sheep, the lamb who was slain. The author of Hebrews calls Jesus the great shepherd of the sheep, but he is more than that, as the Apostle John changes metaphors in verse 7 to Jesus being the door of the sheep. He is the gate or the door himself, the only way to the Father. As the verse in John 14 says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." There is no other way into the fold than through him. Allah isn't the way. Being a good person isn't the way. Jesus is the only way. And as the door and the good shepherd, Jesus knows each one of his sheep intimately, by name. As Isaiah writes in chapter 43, verse 1, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." And 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, "The Lord knows those who are his." As his sheep, he leads them out into the pastures of his church to feed them on the tall green grass of word and sacrament, forgiving their sins, strengthening their faith, and giving them security in life everlasting. Sheep who are part of his fold, who live under the care of the Good Shepherd, have certain characteristics, identifiable traits. Verse 3 says that the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his sheep by name and leads them out. I believe that for sheep to be able to hear his voice, they must be listening. We are so inundated with noise all day long, especially our youth. When was the last time you saw a teenager without Apple AirPods stuffed in their ears? or a restaurant or a store or even a dentist office without music blaring. Sometimes it's so loud you almost cannot have a conversation without shouting. We learn in 1 Kings 19 that when God speaks to his prophet Elijah, it wasn't in the strong wind that tore mountains or broke rocks into pieces. God wasn't in the earthquake or the roaring fire that came next, but he was in the sound of the low whisper. God doesn't want to compete with the blaring sounds of the world, but he wants you to listen for him. Be attentive, to give him a chance to speak to you in the silence. Part of the listening to the shepherd as he speaks to you is to be in his word, both law and gospel in the preaching of the sermons, in Bible class, in personal devotions. Knowing the Bible is the only way that you can distinguish between the true teachers and the false and misleading ones, the thieves and the robbers that are trying to lead you away from the sheep pen, and the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Turns out that being a sheep of the good shepherd is not so bad after all. Think about our word game from the beginning of the sermon and fill in this blank. Blank as the good shepherd. How would you fill in that empty space? Loving, caring, self-sacrificing. What adjective would you use? Even though others may think of us as just dumb sheep, we as members of Christ's flock have the best kind of life. A life lived in security and freedom. A life with purpose and a goal. We have a shepherd who loves us, who takes care of us, who knows each one of us by name. We have a shepherd who laid down his life for us so that we can live forever. So in keeping with our Good Shepherd theme, let's end our sermon together today with the words of the 23rd Psalm. A shepherd psalm, most of us probably can recite by heart. But it's also located in the front of your hymnal in the psalm section. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.